Protesters demanding a higher minimum wage have been rallying around the country, from New York to Phoenix. Minimum wage workers came to Los Angeles City Hall last week as council members considered the minimum wage hike. It was given preliminary approval Wednesday and is expected to pass a final vote on June 10th. The measure will raise the minimum wage in increments starting next year to reach $15 an hour by 2020. Workers for small businesses and nonprofit organizations will reach the $15 mark the following year. McDonald's worker Edgar Gonzalez, a young father, says it will make a difference.
It means a lot. It helped me out with the rent, it helped me out with diapers, it helped me out having a better life.
Former Walmart worker Evelyn Cruz says the new wage means she will not have to make unreasonable choices.
If I'm going to pay for the roof over my head or food on the table.
The U.S. Chamber of Commerce and some other business groups say the measure will cost small businesses and could mean layoffs instead of pay raises. The Los Angeles County Federation of Labor, a trade union coalition, says the measure will boost the economy and help workers. Federation official Rusty Hicks says U.S. cities are stepping in where the federal government has not.
That's why you're seeing L.A., San Francisco, Oakland, New York, and others step forward and try to address this issue on their own.
Business analyst Sean Hite of the University of Southern California says companies like McDonald's face stiff competition and slumping sales and are starting to cut costs and potentially cut jobs through automation.
McDonald's and other fast food restaurants are moving this direction. You'll see the emergence of these touch screens where individuals can order the food without even having to talk with an employee.
The drive to raise the minimum wage is spreading. LaFonza Butler of the Service Employees International Union says the goal of $15 an hour may be tailored to local economies and be lower in some cities and higher in others.
The number is an aspiration and a symbol as much as anything. The real goal here is to shift the values of our country back to rewarding hard work.
As workers savor the victory in Los Angeles, they say the drive to raise the minimum wage across the United States has gained momentum. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Los Angeles.